This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Republican Party Monday officially nominated former U.S. President Donald Trump to run again for the White House at the start of the party's national convention in Milwaukee. Donald Trump's son, Eric, represented the U.S. state of Florida.
We hereby nominate every single one of them for the greatest president that's ever lived, and that's Donald J. Trump. Hereby declaring him the Republican nominee for President of the United States of America.
Trump is due to formally announce, make the announcement, and in the wake of the assassination attempt, he said he is revising his acceptance speech to emphasize national unity rather than highlight his differences with U.S. President Joe Biden. A Trump victory in the U.S. November elections would put the question to Washington. Continued support for Ukraine as its war against Russia drags on. But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Monday he was not concerned about the prospect. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Trump has been noncommittal about continued support for Ukraine if he were elected. During his debate with U.S. President Joe Biden, Trump indicated he felt the U.S. was spending too much on the war in Ukraine. And following a meeting with Trump earlier this year, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, an ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, said Trump assured him aid to Ukraine would stop if he were elected. But speaking at a news conference in Kyiv Monday, Zelensky said he was not afraid of a Trump presidency. I think that if Donald Trump became president, we will work together. I'm not worried about this, he said. Zelensky said he met with several Republican governors while in Washington last week for the NATO summit and said he was assured of the party's backing. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, said Monday that he described Israel's massive airstrike over the weekend in Gaza as unbearable. Israel said it targeted Hamas's shadowy military commander, Mohammed Deif, in a strike Saturday in the crowded southern Gaza Strip that killed at least 90 people, including children. Speaking in Brussels at a joint news conference with Jordan's foreign minister, who is in Brussels to attend the 15th EU-Jordan Council meeting, Borrell said the rise in civilian casualties must end.
The massive bombing with heavy death toll in Mawazi refugee camp on Saturday is unbearable and unacceptable. The constant rise of the number of civilian casualties, as I said, is unbearable and underlines the urgency of establishing a ceasefire.
At least 300 people were wounded in Saturday's strike, one of the deadliest in the nine-month war, sparked by Hamas's October 7th assault on southern Israel that killed about 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and took more than 200 hostages. A bill that would have made Gambia the first country in the world to reverse a ban on female genital mutilation has been rejected by lawmakers and will not move to a third reading, Parliament Speaker said on Monday. David Doyle with Reuters reporting.
The bill had sparked a public debate around the practice in the Muslim-majority country. The lawmaker who took the proposal to Parliament, Almene Jibber, said he was upholding religion, culture and tradition. But many Islamic scholars dispute his arguments. The World Health Organization says FGM has no health benefits and can lead to excessive bleeding, shock, psychological problems, and even death. Parliament voted again on Monday ahead of a third and final reading scheduled for later this month. Around 30 lawmakers voted against each clause, prompting the Speaker, Fabakari Tombangjata, to stop the bill moving forward to the final reading.
That is Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. The president, Paul Kagame, has won 99% of the vote in provisional results from Rwanda's presidential election. Electoral authorities said an outcome that has widely been expected as the country's longtime ruler aims to extend his three-decade grip on power.